When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca, I'm the host of this podcast, and there's a helicopter flying above literally right as I start this podcast. Okay, cool. Well, we're gonna ignore that. Hopefully it's not a... Wow, we're unprepared here today. Anywho, what was I even saying? Forget about it. We're just gonna continue on. Hi, welcome back to a new episode. I did miss, I think it was last week. That's like on me. It totally spaced me. If I'm being honest, I forgot to record an episode, so please forgive me. But I am excited to do or talk to you guys about today's episode, or like the topic of today's episode, because it is one that has been heavy on my mind as of recent, and I'm going to get there in a sec. But before we go any further, I just wanted to plug my social media. So if you guys are not already, make sure you're following me on all of my other social media platforms. It's just at Soph Mosca, except on Snapchat is SOPHERRR. And make sure you guys are subscribed on Snapchat or like follow me, however it works, because I think I've said this before, but Snapchat recently changed their guidelines, it seems, and they kind of like restrict a lot of posts if there's like any like stomach showing or anything that they, I don't know, it's becoming very sensitive. So if you're not subscribe to me or following me on there or whatever, you might miss like a good amount of my posts because it'll like restrict to only people that follow me can see some of my posts. And yeah, make sure you guys are subscribed on YouTube, follow me on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. But with all that being said, I need to be honest with you guys because I've talked about this on my YouTube. And I feel like I need to tell you guys on my podcast too, because you guys are like my tried and true. Like, I'm so close to you guys. And I feel like the people that listen to my podcast are like, you guys are plugged in. Like, you are in this life journey with me. Like, it's not me walking, it's us walking along this life. And if you guys have been following along on my YouTube, you will know that I recently came to a realization, an epiphany, if you will, that I want to move back to Florida. Whoa, everyone's so surprised. No, I know everyone called it. But I want to be clear that this does not come from a place of disliking LA. In fact, I genuinely really love the city of LA. I love the food. I love the coffee. I love how much there is to do. I love the dance classes. I love just the work opportunities. I think it's a beautiful place. I love the weather. Like, I love LA. I think it's really beautiful. California as a whole, I think, is a beautiful, beautiful state. So this is not coming from a place of disliking LA. But more so of a place, well, let me explain myself. So the past few months, I've been doing a lot of thinking because I have shared with you guys here and there about things I've been struggling with, and I reached a rock bottom. And I think that the reason for that was because I had been brushing so many things that had been like kind of circling my life and circling my brain under the rug and covering the rug up with things that I thought were going to make me feel good and make me feel better. And, you know, they weren't. And of course, I'm like being coded here and I don't necessarily try to be, but basically, like, you guys know, I've been struggling with this impulse control thing that I've been working through in therapy with like money spending. Maybe I could do a whole episode on that, but it's like a compulsion and impulse control, like lack of impulse type thing. And anyways, I feel like where is my train of thought going? Basically, okay, let me just explain myself. So over the last few months, with the rock bottom that I hit and just feeling very like, almost like quarter life crisis vibe. Honestly, maybe that's what it was. I am turning 25 this year. I was just sort of like, what am I doing? I am not living a life that is fulfilling to me. Like, it's not necessarily making me unhappy, but what it's not doing is like, it's not fueling my soul. It's not making me content with like just being, just existing, just living. It's really fun and it's really exciting, but it's so unfulfilling that I feel like I'm not truly happy, and I never will be truly, truly at my core happy unless I change something about how I'm living. And then I started to think, well, what does that mean? Like, what does that look like for me? Does that mean that I need to move back to Florida? Like, does it have to mean that? And I don't think it has to mean that, but I sort of sat with that thought and started to weigh out the pros and cons of living in Florida versus living in LA, because both of them have their pros and both of them have their cons, and almost like equally so. Like, I could list, because I genuinely was listing them, like I could list just as many pros to living in Florida as to living in LA, and then same with the cons. Like, there's just as many cons living in Florida than there are living in LA. But then I looked at the pros and cons of LA and the pros and cons of Florida and decided that the pros of living in Florida were worth so much more to me, like value-wise, like more so than the pros of living in LA. And I also felt like the pros of living in Florida held more weight in my life than like the cons of leaving LA. And so I started to be like, okay, like I really feel like what's important to me and like what my values are as a human, I just feel like living back in Florida with my best friends in a place that's a lot more calm and quiet and separated from my work life, and just like is a place that puts my mind at ease. Like, that's where I need to be for me to be able to feel this like soul happiness, this inner, like at my core contentness with just being alive. And so I knew that I was feeling that way, but also part of me was like, okay, but let's hold on a sec, because we know there's a trend in our life where every time we feel uncomfortable or every time we reach a low point, we want to run literally. Like, we literally want to pack up and move to a different city or state. Like, this is a trend with us. We know this. So let's stop and let's like think on this and let's really feel like what are we feeling? Like, are we just feeling like we want to flee, or are we genuinely feeling like LA is really great for what it is, but my soul is begging me to move back to Florida? So then I was left with that thought, and I went and left on my trip for Hawaii, and I did a lot more thinking there and, you know, a lot more of the same, and still just continuing to be like, wow. Because as I was in Hawaii, obviously I was on the beach a lot and like warmer weather than it is right now in LA. And I was just like, wow, I'm just really not a city girl. And like, I think LA is super fun, but I'm just so, I feel so me surrounded by a beach and just like the environment of places that are close to beaches. Not that there aren't beaches in California. Like, obviously I'm like not that far from a beach where I live in LA. Like, I was just as far from a beach when I lived in Tampa as I am now, but you know what, you're picking up what I'm putting down. And I was just sort of like, okay, like I'm hearing you, universe. Like, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing what you're saying. You're telling me that I feel most me in environments like this, separated from the social media world and, you know, whatever. And then I went to Florida. I went back to West Palm for Bree's birthday. And I went there feeling this way. And being there just confirmed everything I was feeling. Like, I was just like, wow, I just feel so me here. And something about LA, which I feel like you've probably heard people say before, because I think most people feel this way, but everyone in LA is here for a reason, right? Like, everyone is here working towards something very, like no one's just floating in LA. Like, everyone kind of has a purpose, whether it's like social media or acting or singing or modeling. Like, no one is really just here. Like, it's kind of, I mean, unless you're like born and raised here, I suppose that's different. But I feel like a lot of people who are in LA are all here for a reason. Like, they're here with a purpose. And because of that, it's a very, like, if that's what it feels like. It feels like everyone is here to work towards a personal goal of their own. And there are a lot of crowds you can fall into in LA where you get the life sucked out of you because you're just surrounded by selfishness and greed and things like that. I personally haven't found myself surrounded by that, which is amazing. Love that for me. But that hasn't been my personal experience, but I know a lot of people feel that way. But what my experience has been is that it's really easy to feel really small in LA, and sort of like not of any importance. And it's not even like necessarily like a social media thing. Like, it's more so just like there's so many people who are successful and so many cool people and just so many people who are good at what they do that it's really easy to just feel really insignificant and sort of just like this little ant in a big world and just sort of like swallowed by the world around you. And that's how I personally feel. And it's really not even like the people. It's like the city itself. I just feel like it's sort of swallowing me. And I guess I didn't even really realize I felt that way until I started to really dig deep into myself and kind of come to the realization, maybe this is not a place I want to spend too much more time in, and that, you know, Florida is my home. Like, that's the place I call home. And it's funny also because I always catch myself, like, when people, because it's like a big thing, maybe it's just like an adulthood thing, but it's a big thing in here in LA when you meet someone, they ask you where you're from. And I think part of that is because a lot of people aren't from LA. And a lot of times I'll say Florida. And then if they ask further questions, then I'll be like, oh, well, I grew up in New Hampshire, but like, I blah, blah, blah. But like, for lack of better words, I identify as being from Florida because I just feel like, well, here's a whole other tangent, which maybe this is another episode too, but I don't talk a lot about my family life or my home life or my upbringing. But I know I've planted seeds here and there, but I don't like to talk about it too much because when I talk about my family, like, then I'm revealing things about my family, you know? Like, it's not just my world and they're living in it. Like, my family is, they have their own lives and their own things, you know? And But I had a very complicated upbringing. And even as I'm saying this, I'm like watching my words, I feel, because I know that my mom listens to my podcast, and I don't ever want to like hurt anyone's feelings. But the truth of the matter is I have a lot of pain and hurt and trauma related to my childhood, as a lot of people do. And did not grow up in a family where it wasn't like a super fun childhood, not gonna lie. And there's a lot of pain between my, or within my relationship with many people in my family, and a lot of just, just as I've grown, unintentionally have had these emotional barriers built between me and my family. I guess maybe trauma response, I'm not totally sure, but I'm not close with my family. For some of the members, I distance by choice to protect myself, but other members, I just feel like everyone has maybe distanced themselves because of just how complicated and not so amazing things were for a lot of years. I'm not super close with my siblings. I'm not very close with my parents. I'm not close with like my cousins or aunts and uncles or anything. So anyways, the reason I'm saying this is because something that I've struggled with a lot throughout life, but it's becoming more present in adulthood, is feeling very unstable and unsupported in life, because I feel like I have a lack of a support system, because I really honestly feel like I don't have a family. As fucked up as that sounds, because I do. And like it's so complicated, because like both of my parents are alive and they're present, and so are my siblings, but it's like it's not just as simple as that. And I'm sure if you have like family trauma or anything like that, like you understand. But I a lot of times just felt like I would cling on to like certain relationships in my life and whatever, and they become so I would hold on to relationships so much, and then I would lose them, and it felt like my whole world was gone and my life was like taken away from me, because I don't feel like I have like a strong support system stemming from family. But as I've grown into adulthood, I have created this chosen family, I guess one could say, with my friends in Florida. Like Brie and Maddie, Kelsey, just all the amazing people I met in Florida, but like specifically Brie, Maddie, and Kelsey. That is who I consider. Oh my God. Oh my God, I didn't mean to cry. As I was saying this, I looked up at a picture of me and Brie, and I just started to cry. But they are my chosen family, and they are my support system. And they honestly and truly have saved my life. And that's not, you know, me exaggerating or being overly dramatic. Like, I mean it when I say, like, I mean, to get really deep, a few months back, like, I was at a point where I was trying to figure out if I was safe to stay here alone, or if I needed to go and spend time in a supervised facility. Wow, I'm just being really honest. I was having thoughts that were very scary, and my friends, without me asking, without me.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Even really saying anything, booked flights and sacrificed a lot to be able to be with me and save me. And it's like, I feel a lot of guilt. That's a whole other story. But I feel a lot of guilt for the amount of times that they've like come to my rescue. But I try to remind myself that like that's what family does. And I would do the same for them. Like I genuinely, when I tell you, oh my God, I'm literally bawling. When I tell you, like I would actually die for my friends. Like I mean it. Like without a question. Like my friends are my entire world. Anyways, wow. Okay. All that is to say is that I realized the most important thing to me is my friends, and I just want to be close to them. And wow, why did I even get there? So all that is to say is that I know that as of right now, again, I keep saying like, who knows? Because things really could change. Like so much can change in a week, a day, a month. But as of right now, like I really want to move back to Florida when this lease is up. Emphasis on when this lease is up. Because again, could I find a way to break this lease and move early? Yeah, I'm sure I could. But I'm not going to. One, because like I said, I don't dislike LA. Like I do like it and I'm not quite done yet. Like I want to finish the lease here. I want to finish my year here because like there's so many things that I love about it. And I don't just want to like up and leave. Like I don't feel like my time here in LA is done quite yet. Like am I so excited as of right now to move to Florida, back to Florida? Yes. But I don't want to wish away what I have right now. Like I love the house I live in. Love my neighborhood. I have really cool friends here. I love the opportunities I've been getting. I love going to Playground LA here and going to dance. Like there's so much I love about it. And yeah. Anyways, I don't want to like wish away this time in life. So that kind of segues me into what I want to talk about in today's podcast episode, which is how to enjoy life no matter what, specifically like how to enjoy life even when you're not in a place like physically that makes you your happiest. So if you're anything like me, your external surroundings play a huge part in how you feel. Like some personal examples for me are, I know I've talked about this before, but my Boynton Beach apartment, the one in Florida, one of my first, or was it? Yeah, my first apartment in Florida. Yeah, after the Airbnb, my first apartment. We like faced a wall and we got no direct sunlight. And without even knowing, like my mental health was like super like that year because it was just so dark in there all the time. And obviously this is no secret. I was living with Avery at that time and she felt the same way. Like we were both like, why are we like sad all the time? And it was literally because then we moved into our West Palm apartment, which was so bright and like had so much direct sunlight and we were so happy. Again, like our moods were so boosted and we were like, oh my gosh, like this apartment or that Boynton Beach apartment was like making us so sad. And then like, but then the West Palm apartment, after like the breakup and after my diagnosis and everything, my West Palm apartment like became this like heavy cloud. Every time I walked in the door, I felt like the life was sucked out of me. Like it just became such like a heavy environment. And then like now being in LA, like I don't dislike my surroundings, but I'm like also hyper aware that like they don't make me feel the same way that like being in Florida with my friends does. But other examples, like not personal to me, are maybe you like live in a state where the weather is always dark and dreary, or maybe you're like mid-semester at a college that you really don't like, Or maybe you have complicated home life. Like if you're still in high school, you feel like trapped at home, you have complicated home life. Maybe you're stuck in a certain place because of your job or someone in your family's job, spouse's job, whatever it is. But for a lot of us, external surroundings play a massive role in how we feel, like mentally, just overall. And unfortunately, you can't always control your external surroundings, or I guess I should say, and or you can't always just like immediately change your surroundings, whether that be because of a job, because of a lease, because of family or finances, whatever it is. Like you can't always just up and change your whole life whenever you feel discomfort or feel unhappy, or anytime you have an epiphany that you would be happier somewhere else, right? And this kind of reminds me of a lyric from a Lana Del Rey song. Oh, Augie Man's coming to join us. But this sort of reminds me of a quote from a Lana Del Rey song, which I feel like I've been playing like in my head a lot, but it's from the song Fuck It, I Love You, and it's Moved to California, but it's just a state of mind. Turns out everywhere you go, you take yourself. That's not a lie. And I feel like this, that like that resonates so much with me, but also resonates so much with this episode, because like you can up and move a million times to the places that quote make you happiest. But like if you are not happy within yourself, so deep, your core, your soul, you are not, like you're never going to be actually happy. And it has to come from so much deeper than where you're living and what you're doing. So today I am going to be telling you different ways of how you can enjoy your life when you feel like there is no life to be enjoyed. So the very first thing is make peace with reality. So what I mean by that is the very first thing you have to do is you have to accept that you cannot change your external surroundings. For whatever reason it is, you cannot change your external surroundings. And you need to trust that there is a reason that these external surroundings can't be changed. Trust the universe, trust God, trust whatever you believe in. But you have to trust that there is a reason, there is a purpose why you are unable to change these external surroundings at this point in time. Going off of this, you need to remind yourself that what is meant for you will never pass you, and that any opportunity that is for you will find you no matter where you are or what you are doing. And this is kind of cliche, but good things take time. You need to have patience. Like let your life load, let your life play out, and trust that you are stuck where you're at for a reason. You never even have to understand that reason, but there is a reason, and life is playing out exactly how it's supposed to for you, and you have to trust in whatever you believe in that that is the case. That is the very, very, very first step. The second thing you need to do is if you can't find a reason to keep going, stop looking so hard. Let that one sink in. If you can't find a reason to keep going, stop looking so hard. And this is actually, I think I made it up, because one day randomly, my brain kind of just told me this. I think I was journaling, but my brain said that to me. I don't know, I think kind of poetically, I'm like, I love to write, so my brain just, you guys probably get it. My brain was just sort of like, if you can't find a reason to keep going, stop looking so hard. Like it really stuck with me, because I was thinking, well, just thinking, you know, as I've told you guys I've been doing, and I was thinking about my friends, my career, the amount of life that I've lived, and all the experiences I've gotten to live in my life, good and bad, like just simply human. And I thought to myself, like, this is why I keep going. For like the small things that are literally right in front of my eyes, my friends, my career, my life experiences, like all of it. And it's kind of essentially just gratitude and presence. Like this isn't like a revolutionary concept, but I just think the quote of like, if you can't find a reason to keep going, stop looking so hard, it's so loud. And to me, it just really clicked. And I was like, whoa, like everything that's going to make me happy is right here in front of my eyes. Like, I got to stop looking so dang hard. And the same applies to all of you. Like, whatever those small things are. Like, honestly, even for me too, like, you, like, cooking and being in the kitchen makes me so happy. It's like a passion of mine. That's a reason to keep going. Because I love the feeling of being in the kitchen with a seltzer water, window open, candle lit. It's like, it makes me happy at my core. That is what, like, that's a reason to keep going. The next thing is you need to find a damn hobby, okay? And I know some of you might be rolling your eyes, like, I get it, but hear me out. There are so many different hobbies in this world. You could even invent one for all I care. Like, let me list, I have a whole list here that I thought of. Let me list a few for you that I feel like would be accessible to most people in at least some capacity, okay? Walking, running, yoga, reading, writing, journaling, painting, sewing, knitting, needle pointing, quilt making, pottery painting, cooking, baking, making coffees, trying different coffee shops, pickleball, basketball, dancing, thrifting, upcycling clothes, vlogging, photography, perfume making, podcasting, volunteering at a dog shelter, dog walking. Those are just ones I could list off the top of my head in like 1 minute. Just like quick, like, what are some hobbies? I literally don't want to hear any excuses, because there is 1,000,000,000% a hobby that you will enjoy, maybe even be really good at it, if you just tried. If you just tried. Is it easier to lay in your bed and scroll on your phone? Yes. But you have to force yourself to get up and do something. And I saw a video on TikTok about this guy that said that his mom or something always said to him that only boring people get bored. And I was like, that is so true. Like, if you are bored, go get up and do something, right? Like, pick up a hobby. Which this leads me into the last thing that I feel like is like the key to what I've been saying is you need to think like a kid. Like, when kids get bored, they find something to do that occupies their time. When adults get bored, we just get sad and anxious. You have to force yourself to think like a child. Think like a kid. Like, if you're feeling stuck with where you're at in life, go and try a new hobby at some point. Like, every week at some point, even if it's just one day, go and try a new hobby like a kid would want to do. Like, don't just wish your life away or waste your life away. You have to actually live your life. Like, it's impossible to feel content and happy and at peace with life if you're not actually living it. You can't just go through the motions. Like, if a kid is bored, they're not going to just sit around and get sad about the fact that they're bored. Or maybe they will for like a sec, because they're human too. But what they're going to do is go occupy their time. Like, they're going to go find something to do. Adults need to do the same thing. Like, if we strip the child from all activities and we're like, here's a phone, but it couldn't have games on it either. Like, it's just like only things that stress out their little kid brain. They would be miserable. Like, that's what we do to ourselves as humans. We get so caught up in work and stress and money and whatever else, and we just lose track of the things that make life enjoyable. And everyone can have a hobby, no matter what career, no matter what life stage, no matter what financial status. Everyone can have a hobby. And you need to. You need to have at least one that you can do that makes you happy and brings out your passion, your soul, the deepest part of you, and makes them happy. overall, like, I just feel like your goal should be that if I came and I picked you up and I stripped you from your external surroundings and everything that makes you up physically and just placed you somewhere entirely different, your internal self shouldn't be affected. And of course, this is like in a perfect world and, in my opinion, like unrealistic to expect this of ourselves like 100% of the time. Like, we're human. We're affected by like things around us and we find comfort in things around us even when they're uncomfortable. But like, ideally, this is like the goal, the big, big goal to like strive for and work towards. I should be able to pluck you out, pop you down anywhere, and you can find happiness. No matter how much you hate your external surroundings, you can find it within yourself. Because if you can be happy in a place that's making you unhappy, think about how happy you will be in a place that does make you happy. You have to start from within, and you should be able to carry that no matter what stage of life, no matter where you physically are, no matter who you're surrounded by. You always have you, and you always have the pieces of you that make you happy, so that no matter what, you have that safety, you have that happiness, you have that fulfillment. And that is how you find ways to enjoy life when your surroundings are making it really hard to enjoy life. Well, that is all for today's episode. I did not plan on getting so emotional there for a second. Sorry about that. But I love you all so much. Thanks so much. Me slurring my words. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode or watching if you're watching on YouTube. I love you all so much. And I will talk to you and see you so super soon in the next one. Bye.